Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He is worthy of all praise. There's none like him. Go ahead. None like him. And there never will be anyone like him. So let's praise his name. Let's exalt him. Let's give him glory. He woke us up this morning. How many woke up this morning? Hallelujah. Within transition from life to death, he preserved us from all evil. Give him praise. Let's give him a worship. Let's give him a worship. Come on, let's give him a worship. Give him thanksgiving. A wave offering to his highness. Come on, a wave offering to his highness. Some folks slept last night and they didn't wake up. You just need to listen to the news. Some people, last night they didn't wake up, but here we are. Here we are. He has preserved us. Sincerely, he has preserved us. From the snare of the fowler, from the pestilences and the arrows. If the enemy had his way, if he had his way, we wouldn't be here, but we give him all glory. Glory, Lord. Glory, Lord. Father, we exalt you. Our King, we thank you. We give you glory, Lord. You know, I was thinking about something some time ago. The men of power, the men of caliber, the men who have substance, the men who are presidents, who are kings. When battle time comes, you know, they never go to the war front. They never go to the war front. In the olden times, the kings are the ones who went to the war front. I think they should start changing the laws. You know, it's the kings who went to war. David put on his armor and he went to war. In today's society, the president stays and sends his peon, so to speak, to go to battle for a war, for a controversy that they have no control over. That two men are quarreling, two heads of state don't agree, and they send. But our God so loved us that he came to die for you and for me. It's amazing that my King, my Creator, should die for me. It makes me feel like rolling on the ground. How many of us would die? You probably would die, like scripture says, for somebody who is good, who is righteous. But God so loved us in that while we were yet unworthy, when we were covered in thorns, when we are covered in filth, he still died for us. It's marvelous. So let's give him thanks in the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity again to worship at your feet, to glorify you. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship. This morning, by the grace of God, the kids have been learning so much, and they want to express to you some of the things they have been learning. And by God's grace, he will stick with them in the name of Jesus as they grow up. Amen? We will not serve God in vain. To start off, some of us will be traveling. Some of us, today is their birthday. So we're going to celebrate a few folks who have made a special request for such. My dear son there, it's his birthday. Hallelujah. Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy. Let's pray for you. Come on. God has been keeping you all this time, and our prayer is that he'll continue to keep you until he's appearing. Amen? He will continue to keep you. That is Christina's dad, by the way, for those that don't know him. Toby, right? Toby, right? God bless you. Sit down, please. So I want the church to please stand up. Today is his birthday. He turns a little 1 year older today. You want to tell everybody about it, yeah? It says 23.
43.
Oh, it says he turns. Praise you, the Lord. You know, you will serve God in the name of Jesus. I mean, you will serve God in the name of Jesus. In the name of... I want you to stretch your hands towards him and bless him. Bless him with the words God lay in your heart. He knows kingdom. He knows about the kingdom. He knows everything about the kingdom. There's hardly anything he doesn't know that he needs to know. But let's pray that the Lord will sustain and keep him in the name of Jesus. So many times I fall and the Lord encourages me. He said, come on, Peter, get up. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. That's what he does for us. So please, let's pray for him as he opens a new chapter in his life. Let the glory of the Lord go before him. He has a daughter and is doing the best he can to raise her according to the word of God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to ask you, Brother Julius, Pastor Julius, please come pray for him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever the Lord lays in your heart, please send it this way to him.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for this young man, our brother Toby. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Bless him. Establish him in the walk of the Lord, in the house of the Lord. Today that established in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the cause of our God. I know, Lord Jesus Christ, that he has been coming with his daughter. And for a while, his mom has been wanting him to come. The Lord Jesus Christ, you have brought him. And Lord Jesus Christ, you shall establish him.
Amen.
And prosper him.
Amen.
Whatever he lays out upon, let it prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the blessing of the Almighty God be upon him. So that you know that it's good to serve the Lord. So taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Yes, as he has been trusting the Lord, let him be blessed. Let him see it. Let men see it. That is, this man has been blessed.
Amen.
And Lord Jesus Christ, let your name, O Lord, be glorified. Protect him and his daughter.
Amen.
And any more that you are going to give to him in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of God. Peace in his body. Peace in his life. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you, sir. God bless you and happy birthday. Okay, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Toby. Happy birthday to you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Also, please, Pastor Yaro and his wife will be going out of town, out of the country, and we want to pray for them also. I think this is the last Sunday you will be with us for till another few weeks when he comes back, please. So let the church stand up. Let the church stand up. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You know, the Lord has always, always been true to us. You may hear of people go to Nigeria and this happens. It has never, I will never come near our doorstep in the name of Jesus. He has been faithful. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask if Brother Pastor Okafor would come here, lay your hands upon my dear brother and his wife. Hallelujah. Please, please. Pastor Austin, Papa Bariku, could you surround him or surround them like the walls around Jerusalem? Please. Papa Bariku, Brother Jew, Pastor Julius, please. I want the saints of God to stretch your hands towards them. They are heading to Nigeria for a few weeks, and the Lord will sustain and keep them in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your good. All the time, God is good. God is good to Abraham. Adeya to Ademe. God is good to our sister, Lady Ebu Ademe. God is good to the children. God is good to their spouses. God is good to the grandchildren. God has been good to them. Lord, we thank you for your servant who have been ministering to the brethren for well over 50 years and is still ministering. Lord, we thank you. Thank you because, oh Lord, your hand is upon him. You have been preserving him and his wife and the children in their going out and their coming in, and shall be able to preserve them in the name of Jesus Christ. No evil shall befall them in the name of Jesus Christ. That will preside them. They are going out and they are coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. In the name of Jesus Christ. Your goodness and your mercy is going to follow them all the days of their lives. Not some days, but all the days of their lives. In the air, your goodness will follow them. On the land, your goodness will follow them. On the water, your goodness will follow them. In the day, your goodness will follow them. In the night, your goodness will follow them. In the name of Jesus Christ. You will not leave them. You will not forsake them. In the name of Jesus Christ. He said, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Thank you, Lord, because you are with them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, just help them, O God. Send their help, O Lord. Father, prosper their journey, O Lord, beyond their wildest imagination. In the name of Jesus Christ. They will go and they will come back, O God, to us here, Lord, with joy and gladness. In the name of Jesus Christ. Glorious testimonies will follow, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, O God, even O God, as Joseph was, O God, in the house, O God, of Laban, Lord Jesus, of anywhere in the house of Potiphar, he prospered. Lord Jacob of the house of Laban, he prospered. And God blesses them wherever they go. Lord, because God was with them. Lord Jesus, we thank you. As he goes, O God, Father, Lord, as you prospered, O God, the house of Laban, just because of Joseph being there, any house they enter, you will prosper them. In the name of Jesus Christ. As you bless the house of Potiphar, because Joseph was there, O Lord, anywhere they enter, you are blessing with them. As you prosper, O God, Father, Lord, the house of Obed-Edom, because the ark of God was there, anywhere they enter, the blessing of God will follow them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we thank you. Our God will bless you. They will come back, oh God, with special testimonies of the working power of God in wonders and in signs. In the name of Jesus Christ. Men shall know you because of their coming. In the name of Jesus Christ. There shall be healings. There shall be deliverances. In the name of Jesus Christ. The word of a king is with power. Their word, oh God, shall be with power. Anywhere they share your word, anywhere they open their mouth, oh God, it shall be with power. Power to save souls, power to deliver, power to set the captive free, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we bless them. We bless them, God Almighty, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bless them. We send you forth in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for you are going to do for them and for us, O God, exceedingly abundantly above that which we are able to think or ask, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you. Have a safe, safe trip. Have a safe trip. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are going to see. Did you quit on me? Don't let it act up, oh. Not today, oh. Praise the Lord. Still put on your prayer caps on your prayer shoes. I'm going to ask, some of you may not know it yet, but Pastor Austin and his beautiful bride, the general, will be going to Nigeria to continue their work in the ministry. Could you come on down, sir? Hallelujah. They thought they would just sneak away like that. General, they thought they would just sneak away like that. Mama, come and sit down here. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I'm going to ask if Pastor Yaro, Pastor Emmanuel would come up here, please. You know, they are integral part. They're an integral part of our fellowship here at the GMI. And they thought they would sneak away on me.
I say impossible. I call her general. Hallelujah. You know, we pick on each other because we've known each other for a while. God bless you. You know, this young man means a lot to me. We have to talk about that later. I'm going to miss you. I'm really going to miss you. We fight wars together, spiritual wars together. We thank God for your life. He's a major pillar in this house, and this has been his place of fellowship. So we thank God for everything you have done. There's so much people do behind the scene. He's one of those who keeps quiet. And those you don't even know what he's doing behind the scene, but he goes a long way. And I appreciate you so much. General, we'll give you a right hand of fellowship. God bless you. God bless you. I'll hand over the microphone to Pastor Yaro to pray for them. Please.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you, Brother Augustine and Sister Dora. We thank God. The Lord will go before you, make straight the crooked places in the name of Jesus. Let's stand up and pray for them, please. Hallelujah. The Lord go with you. Amen. He said, I will send my presence, my angel before you, and my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest, and I will give you peace. The God of peace himself grant you peace on every side by all means. You're going out and you're coming in. Everywhere you go, this will be said of you. These are the blessed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, and particularly the work that the Lord has called you to do, you will do it. Hallelujah. Even as the Bible says, the hands of Zerubbabel has started this work. His hands also will finish it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, Lord, we thank you for your son, Augustine, and your daughter, Dora. We thank you for how we've been together in the ministry for many, many years. And we are not separating. They're just going to a different place. And we thank you that you will be with them. Glory be to God. Our God will never leave you nor forsake you. The God whom you serve, hallelujah, he will never leave you nor forsake you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We pray that the angel of the Lord will encamp around you always. We pray that the good hand of the Lord will be upon you for good. We pray, Lord, that you will go before them, make straight the crooked places, smoothing out the rough places. Whatever challenges may be on the way, it is nothing for you, Lord. You say, we are able to go up and take the country. Let them go forth in the name and the strength of the Lord, and they will do according to the bidding of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. And the Lord watch between you and us, and keep between you and us, that we hear only good news from you, and you hear only good news from us. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And it won't be long that the Lord is coming. Amen. If you don't return to the U.S. before he comes, then we'll see you in the rolls of thunder. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. We thank God for you. Thank God for your life. The impact that you have made. The impact continues in Jesus' name. Impact continues everywhere. Say, Lord, everywhere the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The people, the world, and all the people that are dwelling, they are all the Lord's. You go into your father's garden, so some part of it is in Nigeria, and you flourish.
Amen.
And you do the work, and you give testimony to the kingdom, and you represent in Jesus' name. Bless the name of the Lord for you. We cover you with the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing our sister. Thank God they're not going with any sickness. There's no sickness in your body. Neither you, our brother. You are well. Hallelujah. Inhabitants of the kingdom shall not say, I am sick. You will never say, I am sick again. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is well with you. It is well with you. It is well with you. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen and amen and amen.
God bless you. This is a token of our love. A token of our love, GMI family, to you. God bless you. There's so much that could be said. But give me a second. Huh?
Praise the Lord.
As the pastors of this church, we are not chargeable to this ministry, neither as a burden. We never, ever stand here to ask for anything. We allow people to do whatever God put in their heart to do. But they will still be at the church next week. And I'm encouraging, for once, as I say, I don't think any of us have ever stood here to ask for anything from anybody. You give willingly. But they have labored for the Lord, and they need all the support they can get in going for this mission. So if you are coming to church next Sunday, if the Lord put it in your heart, give them an envelope. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. God bless you guys. God bless you, brother. Thank you. That's from our family. God bless you. God bless you.
Yeah. Hallelujah. It is good to pray. This is from His Highness. If you know this song, don't join me. Yeah, don't join me in singing this song. Because she has a tendency to join me. But just hum it, okay, and pray for them. It's a prayer, and I feel led to sing to them. Praise ye the Lord. Praise. It says, God will take care of you. Be not afraid. He's your safeguard through sunshine and shade. Tenderly watching and keeping in His own, He will not leave you to wander alone. Hallelujah. God will take care of you still to the end. Oh, what a Father, Redeemer, and Friend. Jesus will answer whenever you call. He will take care of you. Trust Him for all. God will take care of you through all the day, shielding your footsteps, directing your way. He's your shepherd, protector, and guide, leading His children where still waters glide. God will take care of you long as you live, granting you blessings no other can give. He will take care of you when time is past. Safe to His kingdom will bring you at last. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I wish that somebody knew how to play that song on the keyboard there, but I'll sing it. God will take care of you. Be not afraid. He is your safeguard through sunshine and shade. Tenderly watching and keeping His own. He will not leave you to wander alone. God will take care of you still to the end. Oh, what a Father, Redeemer, and Friend. Jesus will answer whenever you call. He will take care of you. Trust Him for all. God will take care of you through all the day, shielding your footsteps, directing your way. He's your shepherd, protector, and guide, leading His children where still waters glide. God will take care of you still to the end. Oh, what a Father, Redeemer, and Friend. Jesus will answer whenever you call. He will take hear of you, trust him for all. God will take care of you long as you live, granting you blessings no other can give. He will take care of you when time is past. Safe to his kingdom will bring you at last. God will take care of you still to the end. Oh, what a Father, Redeemer, and Friend. Jesus will answer whenever you call. He will take care of you. Trust him for all.
You know, this man of God, we just have conversations. One day he just quoted a scripture in our regular conversation. And he said, a man of God should not strive. He quoted that. It's like I've never read that scripture before. And it's made such a profound effect in my life. That scripture has stuck in my psyche. A servant of God should not strive. So I've learned to keep my mouth quiet, even if I'm burning under. God bless you. And you know, we fight battles together. And come on, brother. Come on, give me a hug. Love you, man. I'm going to miss you. General, I love you. I'm going to miss you too, mama. I'm going to miss you.
You're going to write a poem for me.
I'm going to write a poem for you. Please, keep this. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Yeah, so I was going to say what Pastor Emmanuel says. They'll still be here next week, Sunday. You may sow a seed into what they're doing, and God bless you. And I truly mean that. Now, who's got my program? Who's got my Bible? Praise the Lord. You know, it is what it is today. Okay? If you have to go, I understand. But these kids have been learning so much stuff, and it's an opportunity for them to share with us. And I learned so much from these kids. I'm serious. And I love them very dearly. This morning is a little different because it's a musical. We have one of the kids, listen to them, one of these kids say, hey, why don't we have a musical? So we have to finagle a few things and join and combine. So it'll be a musical of sorts this morning. Praise the Lord. And I'm sure it will bless you. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. All right. As the marching... Excuse me, please. That wasn't planned, so excuse me. Let me get my act together here. Praise the Lord. As the kids are singing, are my kids ready? Yeah, all right. Praise the Lord. The song they're going to sing to march in is titled Kadosh, Kadosh, the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. Kadosh is Hebrew for holy. Amen. Hallelujah. Will you give us the call? On the keyboard is my dear granddaughter. Please give her a hand clap. Joellen Olakono. Come on, give her a hand clap. She's done a fantastic and is doing a fantastic job. Hallelujah. She's so quiet. If I put honey in her mouth, I'll probably find it tomorrow. Praise the Lord. You ready? Kadosh, 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 Kadosh. Kadosh, 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 Kadosh. Is the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. He alone is worthy of our praise. Kadosh, 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 Kadosh. Kadosh, 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 Kadosh is the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. He alone is worthy of Kadosh, Kadosh. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I'm going to ask if Mama Dora would please start us this service with an opening prayer. Thank you.
Thank you. Praise the Lord Jesus. Father, Lord God Almighty, we thank you and bless you for this great opportunity we have, oh God, to have fellowship with you and with one another. I want to thank you for the fellowship, oh Abba Father, the children have been prepared to present. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you take absolute control, that at the end of the day, even we, the older ones, we have a lot to take home from our children, that the glory of the Lord will come down upon every one of us, that the power of the Most High God be made manifest in this place. And Lord God Almighty, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will be ignited in our spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, King of Glory. We cover everyone here with the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Abba Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now today, like I said, we have been teaching the children knowing God's will. There are 8 ways at that level. We try to keep it as simple as possible to establish God's kingdom as a foundation. So when they go next level, they understand it a little better. Praise you, the Lord. So there are 8 ways that we have taught these children to know if and when they're in God's will. There are more ways, but at this level, let's just do the ABC. We don't teach quantum physics when they have not learned 1, 2, 3. Praise the Lord. I know a lot of you back there, you're doing a lot of quantum physics and AI and all that stuff. So we're going to keep it very simple. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So today, doing God's will in your life, 8-way musical. So it's a musical this morning. For each of the 8 ways, the kids have some verses, and then also they have a song associated with it. So it's a little different this morning. Praise the Lord. To start off, I'm going to ask, now they have made a voluntary effort to serve God to the best of their ability at this level. Praise the Lord. The song, first song we're going to sing, it's one that you older generation would know, whether you are from the Igbo part of the world or from the Yoruba part of the world. And I'm going to ask if Daniel will lead us in that song. Well, we'll listen. Oh, excuse me a second. Let me introduce each of these kids, please. I beg your pardon. Way back there, I have Ikena. Would you stand up as I call your name? That's Ikena over there. Huh? And Grandpa is looking at his grandson, very proud of him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I have Tochi back there. Would you stand up, Tochi? Yeah, give him a hand clap, Tochi. And next to Tochi, I have Nathan. Grandpa, you see your grandson there? Yeah. And who's next? Baby Ruth. 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 And then I have Sister Precious. My son to the saxophonist. And I have my little miracle here too. Praise the Lord. We got to start them early. And over on that side, I have Joseph. Hallelujah. And Mr. Ronell. And who's this young man? Nathaniel. Bless your heart. All right. Now, this young man has the cutest smile. He'll knock you off with his smile. I'm serious. He'll knock. I told you. He'll knock you off with your smile. No matter how mad you are, he gives you that smile, he'll floor you. Praise ye the Lord. Look at his eyes. Hallelujah. This is Chidi. All right. And next to him, I have His Royal Highness, Royal Alino. Over on that side, I have my assistant choir mistress, Desire. And this young lady takes no crap from nobody. I'm serious. Very feisty. You don't push her around, nobody does her. Sister Kilma. And next to Sister Kilma, I have, how can I describe you? She's almost taller than me now. Sister Naye. And next to her, I have Christiana. And Grandma is looking at her granddaughter. Say, I'm proud of you. And Papa is looking at her. Say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Go, go, go.
Just keep bringing her up. Amen. Praise the Lord. And on that side, I have Daniel. And next to Daniel is, you are the best. This is Ruby. Ruby is taller than me now. It's so, Pastor Peter, you're getting shorter. You are. She used to go up my staircase and sit on the staircase and slide down. So she goes, you are the best. You are the best. Now, God bless you. And you have all met Sister Joellan. Praise the Lord. And on the back there, I have Sister Auntie Grace Olakono. And Sister Tina Umez. Part of the team. We all work together. And without them, nothing happens. They just give me the microphone. Because they refuse to come up here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. So the song, the kids have made the decision to forsake everything evilish, devilish. So the song, what song are you going to sing for us, Baba? What song are you going to lead us in? Okay, this song is in Igbo. They're going to sing the Igbo version. Any Igbo speaking person here? Any Igbo speaking person here? None of them here. None of them raise their hand, though. I can't believe you. And I know most of quite a number of Igbo speaking people who are here. Thank you very much. All right. How does the song go? Then she's going to sing the Yoruba version also. Okay? So it's going.
Ajulamo, ekwensulaluya. Ajulamo, ajulamo, ekwensulaluya. Ajulamo, ajulamo, ekwensulaluya. Ajulamo, ajulamo, ekwensulaluya. Ajulamo, ajulamo, ekwesulaluya. Ajulamo, ajulamo, ekwesulaluya. Ajulamo, ajulamo, Or ati se ore mo ti ko esu sile ati se ore mo ti ko esu sile ati se ore mo tu la bu ati la mo e kwesona uya mo ati la bu ati la bu e kwesona.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. It is good to praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Now, we said there are 8 ways we have learned to know we're in God's will. Let me ask Ronell, does God have a written, unique plan for your life?
Yes.
Did you say yes or no?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Where is Royal? Does God have a unique and special plan for you? Because your name is Royal already.
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right. How about you, Papa?
Yes.
Yeah. Look at that smile. Look on my job with that smile. Praise ye the Lord. Okay. Guess what? Joseph, do you have a scripture to back that up? What scripture do you have to back that up? What scripture do you have to back that up?
Jeremiah 1:5.
Say that again.
Jeremiah 1:5.
Could you read it to us, somebody? Who can read it to us, somebody? You can read it? Okay, go ahead. You have it open already? Go ahead.
Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest out forth of the womb, I sanctified thee, nor ordained thee a prophet unto the nations.
Did you hear him? Did you hear him? Who's going to read it to us on this side?
Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Jeremiah 1:5.
I know this was a memory. We go back and forth, and this was a memory verse a long time ago. Can you recite it without looking at the Bible? You can? Awesome.
Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nations.
Awesome. God bless your heart. Hallelujah. Now, the 8 ways we had studied with the kids. I'm going to ask Daniel, tell me one of those ways to know that you are in God's will. Daniel.
One of the 8 ways to know that you're in God's will is establishing God's kingdom.
Is what?
Establishing God's kingdom.
He said establishing God's kingdom within your space. So wherever you are at, don't be an under-the-radar Christian. It's what they are learning. Okay? Establish God's kingdom. Do we have a scripture? Do we have a scripture that we have? Where do you get that idea from, Daniel?
Matthew chapter 6, verse 10.
You want to read it for me? Who's going to read it to me? You ready? Okay, read it to me.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Thy kingdom, God's kingdom, we have to establish it here because we are God's ambassadors. Amen. Praise the Lord. Did I tell you this or did you find it in the Bible? Huh?
You find it in the Bible.
In the Bible. So it's not Pastor Peter said. Pastor Peter didn't say it. The king said it himself. Praise the Lord. All right. Now, the first song they're going to use, we're going to attach to that, establishing God's kingdom in God's, within our space. Are you ready, kids?
Yes.
All right, could you pull that up, please? And when you, and where is Sister Ruby and Sister Joanne? Come on, hurry up, please.
They're going to be on the sax, on the, they're going to be on the violin. All of you stand up, please. All of you stand up. If you have a mic with you, kind of scoot around somebody so you can all share the mic. Okay? When you're ready back there at the tech room, they're going to pull up that. Auntie Grace, please show them the piece they're going to pull up that will create the keyboard for them. Just give me a minute. You know, when we have so many kids and... I'm waiting for you on the keyboard there, please. There. The song would go with the... All right. The title of this song... Since I have been redeemed. Okay? And it will be projected on the screen... Just bear with us. Bear with us. Just give them a few minutes. They have to pick it up from online and give us the sound here.
home prepared for me since I have been redeemed. I dwell eternally since I have been redeemed. Since I have been redeemed. Since I have been redeemed. I will glory in His name. Since I have been redeemed. I will glory in my Savior's name.
Praise the Lord. Now, Joellen, what other way? Joellen, are you ready? What other way can you tell us that you are in God's will? What other way have we learned to establish the fact whatever it is you're doing, you are in God's will?
Living a life of holiness, which is found in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. Living a life of holiness. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, and with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
So, God expects us to live a life of holiness. What does that mean? What does that mean to you? What does that mean to some of you? If Jesus said He wants you to live a life of holiness. You want to answer the question? What does that mean? What does it mean?
It means to not sin. Like, you should all, like, you should follow those who, like, worship God or know Him as, like, your Lord and Savior.
What it means for me is to stay away from bad people.
Good. To stay away from bad people. Praise the Lord. Anybody on this side? What does it mean at your level? He said, flee youthful lust. What does it mean? What does it mean to you?
To not follow bad people who don't have a good example.
To not follow bad people who are horrible examples. Praise the Lord. Pray. We got to start them early. Because there's how many of us know there's so much on TV? And there's so much going on in schools that these kids have to know the straight and narrow. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. There's a hymn that they attached to this. Like I said, it's a musical today. And what's that hymn you're going to sing for us? What song are we going to sing?
I Surrender.
All right. Praise the Lord. So they are promising to surrender themselves to the will of God to do that which is holy.
Oh, to Jesus I surrender, unto Him my freely give. I will ever, Lord, in His presence. I surrender all to Him, my blessed Savior. I surrender.
Oh, praise the Lord.
It's
praise
secret.
The Lord.
It's secret.
Now, the ruby. What other way have we said you will know when you are in God's will? There is a psalm that we broke up, we went through. Do you who remembers?
Intimacy with God.
Intimacy with God. God wants us to be intimate with Him. He wants to know us more. What's the other way? You know that, precious? Which is the other way, God? Yes, Daniel? He's on the roll. I love it.
Being a blessing.
Being a blessing. When you are being a blessing, God wants to bless you and He wants you to be a blessing also. You are in God's will when you are being a blessing, because God so loved the world that He gave. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now, which scripture? This was assigned to, who's that? Ruby, which scripture tells us that? There are several scriptures we could quote, so we don't want to burden them with four or five, just one at this level. Is that fair enough? All right. What scripture was that, Ruby? Did you forget? You shouldn't forget. You have it? Who wants to help her?
Okay, I'm there.
Okay. What scripture are you reading from?
I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said unto the...
What scripture are you reading?
Isaiah 45:19.
Okay.
I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I have said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right.
So He doesn't want us to seek Him. We are not seeking Him in vain. Praise the Lord. There is a song that tries to establish that for us, that God wants us to be both intimate with us and also wants to bless us. Precious. What scripture is that?
What scripture is that? Gather.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have it? Who has it?
Psalm 132:13, 14, 15, and 16. For the Lord hath chosen Zion, and He hath desired it for His habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priest with salvation, and her saints will shout aloud for joy.
Thank you. Now, that song, the Psalm 132, verse 13 through 16, it refers to, it says, Zion. Who is Zion? And it refers to priests. Who is he referring? What's that scripture? Who's that scripture referring to there? Yes, you know it? You do? Okay.
Zion is referred to all the people that are Christian and believe in God.
Zion means all the people who are Christians and accepted Jesus.
I accepted Jesus. people who are Christians.
How about priests?
Priests are like pastors, but they're still saved.
Anybody on this side? Yes, Daniel, you got a mic there? Who are, he refers to priests there and Zion. Who are those?
People who believe God.
People who believe God. So you read the scriptures, you hear of the priests. You are called to be a priest. You, all of us. And we are the Zion of God. Praise ye the Lord. So the next song they're going to sing is this, Psalm 132, verse 13 through 16. And I'm going to ask, where is my assistant choir mistress? Just with kids, they jump back and forth. Just bear with us. I love this song.
For his
this is my rest forever. Here will I dwell. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has decided for his habitation. We will abundantly bless your provision. He will satisfy her poor with bread. Close her priests with salvation. And her saints will shout aloud for joy. This is forever.
Here will I dwell. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired for his habitation. Abundantly blessed, he'll satisfy her poor with bread. He'll clothe her priest with salvation,
and the saints will shout aloud for joy.
How does God satisfy the poor with bread? Hold up. Don't let that. How does the Lord satisfy the poor with bread? Anybody have an idea? You have an idea? How does God, that scripture we sang now, how does God satisfy the poor with bread?
He provides them food and clothing.
God prays for her.
He prays for them. Praise God. Yes, Mama.
He provides their basic necessities through food pantries.
He provides their some basic necessities. If your mommy goes to the store, wait, first, do they have to pay for the food when they go to the food pantry?
No.
They get it for free. If your mommy goes to the store and doesn't pay for the food, You think there'll be trouble? Huh? But God satisfied the poor with bread. He makes a way somehow that they're able to eat. Amen? Amen? Yes.
He does miracles, and he also does like church pantry.
He does what?
Church pantry and does miracles.
He says God does miracles for them also through the food pantry. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, this question, next one goes to Ruth. Which is the other way, Ruth, that we have gone through to establish, to know that you are in God's will when you are doing what?
Kingdom service.
What?
Kingdom service.
Did you hear her?
Kingdom service.
When you are performing kingdom service, what do you understand by kingdom service? We're saying you have to be doing something, kingdom service, to know that you are in God's will. What do you understand by kingdom service? You want to explain a little bit to us?
Kingdom service means like if you have to do something, you don't have to get paid.
Hallelujah. Yes, let me hear Kioma. Yes, Kiyama?
Being in God's kingdom, like being in God's service.
So which, how do you, what scripture did we look at? What scripture? Anybody over there? Huh? You found it? Which scripture did you find? She does not. Matthew what?
Chapter 10, verse 8.
Good. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give.
Freely you have received, freely give. So if mommy tells you, hey, Daniel, I want you to go do the dishes. She do say, Mom, that's $5. Would you say that? No? Praise the Lord. Anybody on this side? Huh? Anybody on this side? What do you want to say?
Matthew chapter 10, verse 8. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely have received, freely give.
So, essentially, are you saying, if I say, you know what, I have this, before I come and play your piano, you're going to pay me. Is that right?
No.
Huh?
No.
All right. Is that right? Is that right? If I say, hey, come play this keyboard for us, and you say, I ain't playing unless you pay me, is that right? But if I offer to pay you, is that okay? Is that okay, Kenna? So if mommy offers to, hey, you know what? You've been behaving, you've honored your parents, you've been so respectful, and grandpa say, you know what? I'm so proud of you. He has $500 for your birthday. You're going to be happy? Yeah! Huh? But he didn't demand it. Praise the Lord. Whatever God gives us, He wants us to use it to expand His kingdom. We don't have to get paid for it. Freely we receive, freely give. But if you voluntarily say, hey, you know what? If I voluntarily say, you know what? Great. I offer to pay $10,000. Come and host this concert for me. It's okay. But never should we make it a condition. We become hirelings when we do such. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, so Nathaniel, should we charge a service for God's service? Should we charge a fee for God's service? Nathaniel, should we charge a fee for God's service?
Should we charge a fee?
Should we charge a fee? Should you charge? Should mommy have to pay you to do your dishes and clean up your room?
No.
All right.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, but Christina, is it okay if dad offers to pay you to clean up your room? Is it okay if your dad decides, you know, I'm going to pay you to clean up your room? Is that okay? Is that okay? But you don't make it a requirement. Say, I ain't going to clean my room unless you pay me. Praise the Lord. Freely we receive. You know, but some people make it a condition. Some people have proselyted, you know, this the ministry, the war, and polluted a lot of things. They charge. I don't want to go into story because you hear it all over the time. They make gimmick. Praise the Lord. Now, there's a song the kids want to associate with this, Kingdom Service. Like I said, it's a musical today. We're doing, they're attaching a song to everything they have been learning. You want to stand up? Do you remember the song we're going to do? For Kingdom Service? Huh? Okay. All right, buddy, stand up. They're going to sing that a song for us. All the kids stand up, and you give us the...
When he calls me, I will answer. When he calls me, I will answer. When he calls me, I will answer. I'll be somewhere working for the Lord. I'll be somewhere working. I'll be somewhere working for the Lord. When he calls me, I will answer. When he calls me, I will answer. When he calls me, I will answer. You'll be somewhere working for the Lord. You'll be somewhere working for the Lord. When he calls me, I will answer. When he calls me, I will answer. When he calls me, I will answer. I'll be somewhere working for the Lord. I'll be somewhere. You'll be somewhere working for the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They will be somewhere doing something for Jesus when he appears. And I hope we all be somewhere doing God's business. Praise ye the Lord. Now, Tochi. Is Tochi here? Which Wade, would you want to tell us to know if you are in God's will?
Always have faith in God.
When what?
Always have faith in God.
When we have faith. Faith in God. If we don't have faith. Which scripture did we learn that tells us we have to have faith in God? Anybody? Yes, 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 yes. Okay, let's hear you. Let me, Tochi.
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6.
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. You want to read it to me, Joseph?
But without faith, it's impossible to please him, for he hath come to God must believe that he is, and that he is rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Without faith, it is impossible. It is impossible. I mean, you ain't going nowhere, ain't going nowhere if we don't have faith that when we seek God, we will be found of him and he will be found of us. Praise the Lord. Now, which song would you like to sing for us, kids? Huh? They have a song for us too. Okay, let's stand up now. This is one of my favorites. Because sometimes we all go through challenges of life. We have to trust God that I'm going to pull through.
Have faith in God when your pathway is lonely. Jesus knows the way. All the way you have trod. Never alone at the least of his children. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. He's on the throne. Have faith in God. He was his wife. So God, he's on.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know if you've gone through rough times and you are crying, Lord, where are you in this situation? To have faith in God. He's still on the throne. He ain't abandoned you yet, and he's not going to abandon the boat. Praise the Lord. This song ministers to me in so many ways. Sometimes it looks like when the things go tough for me personally, there's a song he always gives me. This is one of the songs he gave me through some hard times. And sometimes I could sing that song on for about a month and the breakthrough comes. If you are there, just let him give you a song. It will happen and the breakthrough comes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, as we are getting ready to round up, Joseph, you have another, is Joseph there? See, all my kids are running away. They all have to go to the bathroom. Just excuse us. We are kids, okay? Praise the Lord. But Joseph, what other way do you want to tell us that to know that we are in God's will when we do what?
Giving thanks.
When what?
Giving thanks.
When we what?
Giving thanks.
When we give thanks. You are in God's will when you give thanks. Now, question. Is it when things are going well you should give thanks only? Kioma, what do you think? Is it only when things are going well you should give thanks to Jesus? Huh?
No.
No. So when things are not going well, should we give thanks?
Yes.
Yes.
Huh? What do you think? Ruth, when you didn't wash the dishes and your mommy scolded you and gave you a little, what do you call this thing in the back? What do you say? Thank you, Jesus. I got to tell you this story. How many of you heard Auntie Grace's testimony that she gave when she was in college? This is a true story. Auntie Grace is there. How many of you want to tell me that? You want to tell us that story? You remember this testimony she gave? Which one? When somebody... You remember? Who remember the story? Somebody... You remember the story, Auntie Grace? What happened? Somebody walked up to her and said... Do you remember the story? You weren't there? Okay, tell us.
I'm not sure if it was high school or college, but when Auntie Grace was still in school, someone slapped her, then she turned the other cheek, so yeah.
Because the Bible said when they slap you on one cheek, turn the other one. She said the person who did what? Slap her so hard. Did she say thank you, Jesus? She thought it was hurting so bad. Huh? It was hard to say thank you. But guess what? She fought the good fight of faith. Amen? She laid an example following the ways of the Lord. What did she say happened over the weekend to that person? What did she say happened to that person over the weekend?
He couldn't sleep at night.
He couldn't what?
He couldn't sleep at night.
He couldn't sleep at night. And he came back the following Monday or so and was begging and gave his life to Christ. Praise ye the Lord. Am I right? Did I call it right? Huh? I told her I'll put her on the spot. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. We have to hear these testimonies. It helps us to keep on keeping on, even when things are not going the way we want them to go. But this person could not sleep for 3 days. 3 days. And came back to school on his knees. I'm sorry. And gave his life to Christ. Say, I want to know this Jesus. This is kingdom business. Establishing God's kingdom within our space. Praise ye the Lord. Now, which song are you going to sing for us regarding giving thanks, kids? Which song are you going to sing for us? Which song? Mm-mm-mm. Which song do you want to sing? Tell me.
Have faith in God.
Oh, I know we're going to have, we have to have faith in God. Absolutely, I agree with you. Which song?
Psalm 92, verse 1 and 2.
They want to sing Psalm 92, verse 1 and 2 to us.
Unto the Lord, and to sing, sing praises unto thy name, unto my God. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing, sing praises unto thy name, O most high God, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It is a good thing to the Lord, and to sing, sing praises unto thy name, O Most High God, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High God, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We said, was the musical today? Now, King David, we know we should give thanks all the time from the scripture you read to us, Joseph, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, was that verse 18? Says to give thanks all the time. But King David in this song says to us, we give thanks how many times in a day? Just half monk arm, how many?
How many times in a day?
Four.
How many times in a day?
Two times.
How many times in a day?
Two.
Two times. So you wake up in the morning, say thank you, Jesus. You go back to bed. Before you go back to bed, hey, Mom, we didn't thank Jesus yet. He served us through the day. Let's go say thank you, Jesus. Amen. So twice in a day, David recommends. Okay? We get sometimes so busy. So how many times? Say, Mommy, we got to go say thank you, Jesus. How many times in a day?
Two.
Mommy, in the morning, let's go say thank you, Jesus. It doesn't matter whether it says 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Let's say thank. How many times in a day?
Two.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So let's all give thanks in the morning and every evening according to what the psalm we just read. Praise the Lord. And finally, the eighth way to show you in God's will, Brian is not here. Noye, which is the eighth way that we learned that we were in God's will when you are doing what? When you are doing what, Noye?
Witnessing and soul winning.
Witnessing and
soul winning.
Which scripture did Jesus give us to do that?
Matthew 28, verse 19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
Praise ye the Lord. So you and I are in God's will when we are witnessing and soul winning. Praise the Lord. So let's go and do kingdom business by winning souls for the kingdom. You see, he that winneth souls is what? Wise. Praise the Lord. Now, which song are we going to sing for that? Which song are we going to sing for that to remind us of that? See, we are associating a song or two to each particular wheel of God's way, okay? Good, no, not that one.
How lovely are the mountains at the feet of Him who brings good news. Good news, announcing peace, proclaiming news of happiness.
Song is called from Isaiah 53. He said he had no comeliness that we should desire him. Thank you, Jesus. He had no frame, he had no beauty in him that we should desire him. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and he took our pain, he took our suffering, and here we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. This is the last hymn that the Gaines are going to sing. If you, while they sing that chorus, if there's something you want to give to the ministry to help in this work as they pass the offering basket, they'll sing that chorus. Let me explain something to us. If you are new here, FYI, none of the pastors get any remuneration from this. Everything goes back into the ministry. Not a single pastor gets paid a dime. None of the co-founders, none of the pastors. It's a free service unto the kingdom. Praise the Lord. So are you giving on good ground? Absolutely, I say so. This we have to remind each other once every so often. Pastor Emmanuel has a business. Pastor Yaro, each of us have something we're doing to sustain ourselves by the grace of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So whatever you give is good. Praise the Lord. So let's, kids, will you sing that chorus for a few more times while we take the offering? We'll start from the last, the first. Let me make sure. I want to thank the parents. I know it's so challenging bringing the kids. You have work, you have this. But I appreciate every parent, and I truly mean that. In the society we live in, there's so much that presses against us. For us to, you know, these kids are just, let's just go do something else. But I appreciate those of you who come. Who make the effort to teach and to bring these kids. Sometimes you do so much as a parent, but they hear stuff from other kids, it makes more sense. Amen? Or they hear from somebody else, it makes more sense. Praise the Lord. So, will you all stand up? Let's sing "Our God Reigns" as you bring your offering. Our God reigns,
our God reigns, our God reigns, our God reigns, our God reigns, our God reigns, our God reigns, our God reigns, our God reigns, our God reigns, our God reigns.
Lord, praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We exalt your name for what your children have given to this work. Father, when it counts the most in the crossroads of life, let their giving speak for them in the courts of heaven in the name of Jesus. Some have given out of the bare bones that they have. they've stretched beyond the call of duty to help in this work. Bless them in return in the name of Jesus. You said, he that gives seeds to the sower is more than able to give you 1,000 reward. So let it be in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. And everybody said, thank you, parents, for being here today. I'm going to have kids come on down. Come and kneel down here. And I want the elders to please establish God's word that they're hearing, that they are being taught. Let it not just be a head knowledge. In the name of Jesus. Let it not be a head knowledge that as they grow, this, what they are learning will come to their remembrance. So that when the devil comes as a trickster to trick them, they can say, back off. God said, like Jesus said to the devil, God said, I ain't doing it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I'm going to ask Pastor Emmanuel to come and pray for these kids, please. That what they're hearing, what they're learning, it will become part of their DNA. Amen? It will be part of their DNA in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name, Father, we pray for each and every one of these children that what they are hearing, what they are learning, will remain in their life to your glory in Jesus' name. We thank you for each and every, for keeping them healthy, for giving them this opportunity to know and to hear the word of God. The word of God is life. And let that life remain in them. Let it be to your glory in Jesus' precious name. When I use this opportunity to bless each and every one people that is helping in building up these children in the fear of the Lord, let your name be glorified in their life. Bless them also and return to them. Even as given unto these children, the Lord will give to them also his blessings and his goodness. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, everybody, for being patient with us. Praise the Lord. Shall we stand up and share the grace together? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit will be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you.